Welcome back, everyone, to 1001 Radio Crime Solvers. This is your host, John Hagedorn. Today, two episodes of Richard Diamond, Private Detective. Enjoy.
Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Oh, may I do something for you, sir?
I'll repeat the offer while I think of something.
I beg your pardon?
That's not the way I heard it first.
Did you want to see...
Mr. George Victor.
May I have your name?
Well, let's trade. Mine's Diamond, Richard Diamond.
Oh, of course. Mr. Victor's expecting you.
Well, it's too much to hope that you were.
He's waiting for you, Mr. Diamond.
Thanks. Any door?
Oh, straight ahead. Go right in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mr. Victor?
Yes. Oh, you're Diamond.
Uh-huh.
Come in and sit down.
Thank you.
You said you'd come immediately, and that was over an hour ago when I phoned you.
Well, I didn't want to come to my bare feet.
What?
I was washing out a pair of socks.
You're sure you're Richard Diamond?
Reasonably sure, yes. My credentials.
All right. You were recommended to me by Lieutenant Levinson of the police department. I want to hire you.
My fee is $100 a day in expenses. Unless we settle that first, I couldn't solve a case if it was tagged 100 proof.
Here are two checks. One for 100, the other for 5.
Oh.
You get the 100 if you take the job, and the other one if you do the job satisfactorily.
Tell me all about it.
You may have heard that I bought the controlling interest in one of the biggest newspapers in the city.
That I heard.
All right. I'm going to expose the numbers racket.
That's been tried before.
I know, but this time it's different. I have all the evidence I need to expose one of the biggest operators. Aaron Ziegler.
Oh, you do pick him big.
You know him?
We did some spitting at each other when I was on the force.
Well, then you know what he is.
Yeah. But you said you had all the evidence. Where do I come in?
Ziegler's my affair. Yours will be my daughter. Here's her picture.
Well, you can have Ziegler. I'm happy with this arrangement.
This is no joke, Mr. Diamond. My daughter works for Ziegler.
Oh? You got $1 million for every Mongolian in Asia and your daughter works? Hobby, perhaps?
She became infatuated with a man named Doug Saxon.
And went to work to support
him. Will you listen to me?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Victor.
Saxon has some connection with Ziegler. I objected to her seeing Saxon, and there was an argument.
And being 21, she walked out.
Yes. Ziegler gave her a job singing in the Nocturne Club.
I know the place.
Now, what I want you to do is...
I think I know, Mr. Victor. You got evidence on Ziegler. That makes him an unhappy boy, and being unhappy, he wants to smile again. So he sets glamour lad Saxon loose. Your daughter falls for him and the frame's begun, right?
Ziegler told me he was going to stop me from printing the exposé of his racket. I know he'll use my daughter, Kathy.
What does she have to say about it?
She won't see me.
And you've got no idea what the frame will be?
No, that's your job. Find my daughter, stay with her until the paper goes to press.
And when will that be?
10 tonight.
Well, all right, Mr. Victor, you've hired yourself a boy. I'll pick up that $500 check after I pick up the late edition. Good day, sir.
Yes?
If you will excuse the expression, the retainer, $100.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, well, thank you. I'd bow from the waist, but my empty money belt might choke me. I'll keep in touch. A couple of phone calls to old acquaintances who still kept in touch with the shady side of our city, and I had Saxon's address. A half hour after I left George Victor, I was punching the buzzer to Saxon's apartment. Good afternoon, Mr. Saxton.
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm Mother Hubbard, and I've come to look at your cupboard. Ask me in.
What's the idea? Who...
This won't take long, Mr. Saxton.
Listen, you...
I was just going to ask you to listen. But since you ask first, go ahead and give me something to listen to.
Did Ziegler send you?
Well, maybe. Maybe not. It's a nice place here. All the scenery. Phonograph, big overstuffed chair.
I'm glad you like it, but don't make yourself comfortable.
What's in the other room?
Look here, I don't know who you are or what you want, but...
Maybe Ziegler did send me.
Did he?
No.
You a cop?
Used to be. Always enjoyed my work. And I never enjoyed it more than when I was up against a character like you.
Get out of here.
Oh, now somehow getting tough doesn't look well on you. You're not the type, Saxon. From a quick but thorough study, I'd say you were more used to soft lights, sweet music, and setting up pigeons to be knocked over by your boss.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kathy Victor. Know her?
What if I do?
You know her. And, Saxon, keep away from her.
Oh, now you're scaring me, sure.
Hey, what do you want from me? Why are you doing this?
I'm hired to do it. The name's Diamond, Richard Diamond, occupation private detective.
Private detective?
Yeah. You're going to make a phone call now.
I won't.
You're calling Ziegler to tell him you quit.
I can't do that.
Unless you want this floor lamp on your head.
Diamond, please, please don't.
Now, that's better. Now, go ahead.
What'll I tell him?
Yeah, your health is bad. You're going to take a boat trip.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Well, then you think of something, but think.
But I... Hello, this is Saxon. I'd like to talk to Aaron. Oh. Well, I'll call back.
It's important.
Oh, it's important. I've got to talk to him. All right.
Get him.
They're putting me through, and... Hello. Hello, Aaron. Listen, I can't go through with the deal. Something came up.
I mentioned my name.
A man named Diamond. Richard... Yeah, that's right. I don't know, Aaron, but please, don't blame me. I did... Hello? Hello, Aaron? Aaron? He hung up.
Good. You do the same.
You don't know what he'll do, Diamond. You don't know him.
Oh, but I do. Well, happy landings, Glamour Boy.
You can't leave me like this.
You know, after a long look at you, I don't think I'd like to stay. Bye, Saxon. 20 feet of the East River look good on you. I knew Ziegler wouldn't be scared off that easily, but when you go hunting ducks, you put out a decoy. I did. The decoy was me. It was an hour later that I got back to my office building and walked into the lobby. The elevator door there was open, but the jockey was missing. I was about to take the hard way up the stairs when...
Diamond.
Oh, hello. Where'd you come from?
I'm under a cabbage leaf. Don't believe it. Get in the elevator.
I'll walk.
Hey, Mac. Mr. Diamond don't want to get in the elevator.
Maybe he gets car sick. Get in, Diamond.
What's the big idea?
Close the door, Mac.
Sure.
You know how to run this thing, Diamond?
No.
Start it up. Go on.
Okay. Floors, please.
I'll tell you when. This is far enough. Stop it. And keep your hands away from that door.
What are you going to do, eat your way out?
He's a card, ain't he?
Oh, now, come on. Fun's fun, but I got business.
So have we.
We told you to take your hands off those doors.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, he won't go down.
Sure he will. He's just stubborn. Give me that sap. You see?
Yeah. Think he's still tuned in?
Let's see. Diamond. Hey, Diamond. Oh, he should know better than that. It ain't polite not to listen. Kick him in the ribs. Now, how about it, Diamond? You want to listen?
He's shaking his head. He says yes.
Okay. Now, stay away from the dame you're supposed to take care of. Go back to Victor and tell him you don't want the job. Tell him it's too rough, and if he don't understand, show him your bruises. Hey, give him a bruise where it shows. Look at that. I don't think he likes you kicking him in the chops.
What does he want? Bedroom slippers?
Okay, open the doors and let's get out of here.
Hey, think I ought to give him another boot just to make sure?
Ain't you ever satisfied? Go ahead.
Okay, let's go.
You know something? You got an awful disposition.
You don't come out of a beating like that right away. A professional working over is like spending a weekend in a taffy machine. I reached out and tried to touch things, but it was like trying to paint the inside of a balloon with a hammer. I was numb, and When the little jabs of feeling started pinching my cheeks, I found out that I was warm and sticky. Finally, I pulled myself up, stood there for a minute, decided my legs weren't macaroni, and went to the washroom to clean up. Then I headed for the Nocturne Club. It was too early for customers, but there was a bartender and a girl with blonde hair playing the piano.
We ain't open yet, Mac.
Oh, you ain't? Well, give me a bib. I may cry all over the place.
You look awful. Truck hit you or something?
I was blowing a tube in a high wind.
Yeah?
Yeah. Screwed me 8 feet into the ground.
Ain't that terrible?
Yeah, ain't it? Hey, who's the dame with the fingers?
Oh, entertains here. Name's Victor, Kathy Victor. Got a swell set of pipes. Mm. If you're looking for a job, we don't need no tuba players.
Look, here's for a drink and here's something for you because you ain't open yet. Fix me something that'll turn me all one color.
Sure. Will it be black or blue?
Anything that goes with my tie. Bring it to the piano.
I thought you wanted it.
Oh, I'll laugh later.
I thought it was pretty good.
Hey, know the words to that?
Yeah.
Time in my hands.
From your looks, I'd say you needed time.
Oh, don't let the bruises fool you, honey. When the swelling goes down, my face is fairly normal.
Hey, blue and yellow make green, don't they?
Yeah, why?
I wasn't sure, but here's a drink anyway. Who knows? Maybe you'll turn plaid.
Sure. Here, put this in your pocket and go back in the bottle.
Sure, thanks. Yell when you want another one.
Hey. What's the matter? Why'd you stop?
I need a drink, too.
You get the jumps early, huh?
I work late. Catches up with me.
Oh, try out running them for a day. It does wonders.
Oh, I know you. You're a spy from Alcoholics Anonymous.
Mm. Go ahead, play some more.
All right.
Kathy.
Hmm?
Your father sent me.
What?
Remember him?
Why don't you leave now?
Before we're really acquainted?
I don't know who you are or what you want, but if my father sent you, I'm not buying.
Okay, so you're having a good time now, but there's always the next morning. Thought of that?
I don't need anyone to take care of me.
Miss Victor, I'm not trying to take care of you. I'm doing a job. Maybe you don't know this, but you're being measured for a patsy. And your father's going to fit the same frame Saxon and Ziegler are working up for you.
You're crazy. But I like you, so I'll forgive you.
Now cut it out.
I thought you wanted me to play.
Look, you're spoiled. You had a mouthful of silver spoons and a handful of gold pieces for building blocks when you were a kid. But you're not a kid anymore. You're playing with bad boys.
Maybe that's the way I like them.
What do I have to say to make you realize, young lady?
What, Diamond?
Doug.
Oh, well, well, Mr. Saxon. I thought you weren't going to be around here anymore.
I changed my mind. You're changed, too, since I last saw you.
Well, only my looks. They'll heal. But tomorrow, you'll still be a greasy little gigolo.
You can't talk that way to me.
Oh, shut up.
I... never mind. Mr. Ziegler would like to see you. He saw you come in.
And where is Mr. Ziegler?
In his office, right back that way.
Okay, okay. I haven't seen Ziegler for a long time. Maybe he wants me to set his broken arm.
His arm's all right.
Well, stick around. You may find out you're a chronic liar. Keep playing, baby. I'll be right back. Like I said, I knew my bluff with Saxon wouldn't work, but I had what I wanted. A look in on Ziegler. And maybe a hint on what the frame was going to be. I walked to and into his office.
Well. Diamond.
Hello, Ziegler.
Oh, what happened to your face?
Oh, got it caught in an elevator.
Oh.
What do you want with me?
Diamond, here's a grand. Go out and have fun tonight, huh? All night.
Oh, that money won't do me any good.
Why not? That ain't counterfeit.
Well, it's yours. That makes it so lousy, it's liable to crawl right out of my pocket.
Well, then get rid of it in a hurry.
You get rid of it.
You know, it's better waking up with a headache than not being able to find your head at all.
Oh, look, Ziegler, you don't scare me. Now, let's level. You know why I'm here. Let Kathy Victor alone.
You want to see me, boss?
Well, look who's here.
Oh, you know Tony Diamond?
Hey, we met, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He stubbed his toe on my chin.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When was this, Diamond?
You know what it was, about an hour ago.
You're crazy.
Yes, Diamond. Tony was right here with me all morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Are you leaving, Diamond?
Yeah, yeah. Got any other ideas?
Yes. I think you should consider my proposition.
I'll let you know.
About what?
Things in general.
Oh, no.
All of a sudden, you're happy.
You make me that way, Diamond. You're working the dark, aren't you?
I'll feel my way around.
Believe me, Diamond, there ain't a thing wrong. Why, we love Miss Victor here. Just because her old man gets excited and hires you to bend an eye over her, don't mean anything is wrong, does it?
Since you ask me, I'll tell you. The answer's yes.
You think so?
Yeah. Otherwise, why beat me up? Why offer me a grand to look the other way?
I don't know nothing about the beating. And as for the grand, I like you.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, Zegler. I think I'll go now. And just to make you happier, I'll probably stick with the case.
So long, Diamond.
Oh, by the way, Zegler.
What now?
Did you say this gentleman's name was Tony?
That's his name.
Okay, Tony.
What?
I wouldn't do this for everyone, but your shoelace is untied. You're allowed to trip over it.
What are you talking about, eh?
Bombs away.
Oh, that ain't nice, Diamond. When you do that to a man, you're liable to bust all his teeth.
So what? You probably had your eye on the Goldmans anyway. Be good, Ziegler.
Well, hi there. You looking for another drink? Now, I got one here that I just fixed. You know, you kind of got me started on that color business.
Where'd the girl go?
What girl?
You know, Ann Saxon. Where's he?
Never heard of him.
Have you ever been to Hamilton?
Huh?
Has his picture on all $10 bills. This one's suitable for framing. In your pocket.
Can't do it, mister.
Two pictures of Hamilton?
Well, they sure would look nice on me, but, I work here, mister. I got a wife and kids, see?
Yeah, I see. Okay, fella, forget it. Well, I fell for the oldest gag in the world. Kept busy someplace else while Saxon walked out with the girl. Now, I had to find her. But where? I had until 10 that night to stop a frame-up I didn't know anything about. But I played a hunch and headed for the 5th Precinct Police Station and Lieutenant Walt Lemonson. I walked in on him.
Diamond, oh, no.
Hiya, Walt.
No, please go home. Nothing good can come of this.
Why, Walt, I'm surprised at you.
Well, I'm not. You've got some horrible joke up your sleeve. I don't want any part of it.
I can only stay a few minutes. I ought to know about a guy named Saxon.
Douglas Saxon?
That's it.
What's the matter? Can't you find things out for yourself?
Right now, Lieutenant, I'm a citizen asking about a guy. Now, what have you got on Saxon, Walt?
Not a thing. He was clean when we picked him up a couple of times.
Why was he picked up?
Why are you so interested in him?
Oh, it goes with my business.
Oh. And if I tell you?
Well, I'll tell you something sometime. Now, come on, Walt, give.
Okay. He was picked up on suspicion of handling narcotics. But that's a job for the vice squad. Why is he so dear to you?
He's working for Aaron Ziegler.
This, Mr. Diamond, is not news.
He'd be just the boy to work a frame for Aaron, wouldn't he?
If it involved a gal, yeah.
This does.
How?
Don't know. Yet. But, if she was picked up with narcotics on her, it'd be a nice frame, wouldn't it?
What makes you think it would be a frame?
This gal looks too healthy.
Yeah, but you could be wrong.
Why?
Because for some stupid reason I like you, and I don't want to see you make a fool of yourself.
Oh, why would I do that?
For this dame.
What dame?
The one that Saxon's going to frame.
Is he going to frame her?
Of course he is.
I'd better get her out of it.
Certainly, that's just what I was saying.
Bye, Walt.
Rick.
Yeah?
Thanks.
What for?
For not dragging out that who's on first routine. I don't think my stomach could have stood it today.
Oh, Walt, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Be a good boy.
When you pound a police beat in New York, you make a lot of unusual friends. And if you ever get in plain clothes, those friends come in handy sometimes. I grabbed a cab in front of the precinct station and headed for Chinatown. Walt and I had known an old Chinese named Wu Li who had been around a long time. He knew everyone and everything that went on in Chinatown. And if anyone knew where we could find Saxon, he did.
Saxon... It's possible I do not know him.
Oh, I think you do.
Just so. He said this man Saxon deals in sweet dreams. However, his rumor not proved.
Does he ever come to Chinatown?
You like perhaps a cup of tea?
I ask this as a favor, Wooly.
Enemies are made to do evil, friends to ask favors. Sometimes is no difference.
Will you tell me, Wu Li?
You ask in name of friendship?
I do.
Very well. In Chinatown, his establishment owned by a man named Fu Shen. Perhaps, I say perhaps, this man Saxon is there.
He's been there before, hmm?
My eyes are old, perhaps mistaken.
Not your eyes.
I shall give you address, then make call to Fu Shen. You will be allowed to enter his establishment.
May you live 10,000 years.
And may you live to mourn at my funeral.
The old boy gave the address and I left the shop. 5 minutes later, I walked through the back door of the old frame building and Fu Shen bowed from the waist to lead me upstairs to a private room that fronted the long hall. I noticed there were 3 other closed doors in the floor aside from the big room downstairs. If Kathy Victor was in the building, she had to be in one of those rooms. I walked into my room, closed the door behind me. There was a bed in one corner and a chair near it. A low table was near the bed, and a dim light threw diagonal shadows like fingers across the walls. I waited until the proprietor had time to get downstairs, then I opened the door and looked out in the hall. It was empty, so I started throwing open doors. I had to be quick before I had a dozen hopped-up thugs on my back. The first was a cold turkey.
Beat it! This room's in use. Diamond!
Well, Mr. Saxon, I presume.
Look, Diamond, lay off me, will you?
Where's the kid?
I don't know who you mean.
You will.
No! Oh, Diamond, my arm! You're hurting!
So, here's another twist for size.
Ow.
Now sing, Saxon, and loud.
Look, you got it wrong.
How wrong can I be?
Okay, but it wasn't my idea.
I can believe that. Ziegler thought it up. You pulled it off for a couple of grand.
Listen, if I tell you, will you let me go? The girl's all you want. Let me go, will you?
Where is she?
In the next room.
Walk ahead of me. And in case you get any ideas...
No!
Now walk ahead of me. Open the door.
You got my arm!
You got another one, but not for long if you try anything. Open it.
There. There she is.
Oh, out cold.
She's all right, just...
You just knocked out, huh?
Let me go now, Diamond.
Sure. So this was the game, huh? Bring her here, knock her out, plant narcotics on her, and then push her into the street to get picked
up. Look, I showed you where she is. Now give me a break.
You know, I was just thinking of that. How would you like it, in the arm or in the jaw?
Oh!
Crumb. Now, come on, Mr. Victor. Let's wake up now. Come on.
Mr. Diamond, you got bad habits.
Yeah, Tony, and one of them is running into you.
Okay, Diamond, keep your hands where I can see them.
Right on the ends of my arms.
Oh, what a sense of humor. All right, Diamond.
All right, what?
I think you're going to get a hole in the face.
Now, just a minute, Tony. You hear anything?
Yeah.
Those are police cars, Tony, coming here.
You're crazy.
Yeah? You don't think I'd come here alone, do you?
Get over there by the door.
Look, Tony, you got yourself all dirtied up for Ziegler. Is he here? No, he let you and Saxon walk around in the mud. Those cars are almost here, Tony.
Shut up, I got orders.
They're up me out, I know. But what if you do? How are you going to get out? Got an answer for that?
They ain't coming here.
Now, they didn't go past, Tony. Now, listen. I got nothing against you. Make a break for it. Out the back door. All I want is the girl. Go on, fast, before it's too late.
Yeah. I ain't gonna take the rap from nobody.
Diamond! Rick! Diamond, you in here? Diamond!
Up here, Walt. Come on.
You all right?
Yeah, sure, but I sent a package, special delivery, out the back door.
We've got that covered. Otis will sign for it.
Okay, wonderful. And now... Hey, wait a minute. Huh? What are you doing here? Why'd you come?
Why? My ulcers told me you were up to some stupid business. I knew when you left me you had some dizzy idea in your thick skull. I'm a cop, you know. I checked with Wu Li, too. Hey, that the girl?
Yeah. She'll be all right. Coming around okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Saxon.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what did you hit him with?
Stop.
Limp.
Yeah, Walt, listen. If the papers get word of this, this kid's father will be ruined.
If she's in the clear, you've got my word. No one will hear about it.
Well, I know she's in the clear, but I can't leave her here. I got a job to do. I was hired.
You want to take her, huh?
Yeah, I think she'd like to go home.
Okay, I'll take your word she's all right. Now, beat it fast before the narcotics boys get here.
Thanks, Walt. Come on, baby, snap out of it. Come on.
Get her out of here before we're all booked for obstructing justice.
I'm going. Hey, Walt.
Yeah?
How are you going to explain knocking over this joint before the vice squad?
Why, didn't you know I got a reported homicide here? I'll let you know what happens. Where'll you be?
Oh, silly boy, where else but Helen's? Now, come on, Cassie, baby. On your feet. Walt.
Now what?
I love you.
I'll marry you later. Now take off. Oh, my stomach.
Oh. Hello, Rick. You're late.
Hey, get a load of those silk slacks.
They're lounging pajamas, darling.
I've been in a lot of lounges, dear. Never saw anything like those.
You like them?
Yeah, they're all right. It's the stuffing that gets me.
Rick.
Be proud of what you got, baby. I knew a guy who had 16 toes on each foot.
What good did that do him?
He used to tell everybody he was a duck, made a fortune selling his hair for pillow stuffing.
You look awful.
Could have been worse.
Oh? Was she pretty, Rick?
Who?
The girl in the case.
What case?
Why were you late getting here?
Oh, well, I had to take a girl home and introduce her to a man, her father.
I see. How long did that take?
How'd you know about the girl?
Lieutenant Levinson phoned, asking for you. Oh. I took the message. He said, she's all right. And a man named Saxon did a lot of talking.
Oh, wonderful.
Who's she? Who's Saxon?
I'll read all about it in the papers, dear.
Is she blonde or brunette?
Both. Blonde with a brunette disposition. Got the piano, too. Huh?
She's pretty as I am.
Oh, honey, nobody is. Oh, well, nothing to do until the office opens again tomorrow. Time on my hands. You in my arms. Nothing but love in view. And then if you fall, once and for all, I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, one love affair, just the two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart all for you.
How long did it take you to take her home?
Oh, let's forget her, Helen.
I'm willing. But are you?
Mm-hmm. Look.
Oh, what nice big checks.
Yeah, another day, another $600.
Are we going out for dinner?
With what?
Well, you've got a handful of checks.
Baby, I got news for you. The banks are closed.
Oh, come on. I know the bartender at the Nocturne Club.
Oh, no.
You have just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell, with Virginia Gregg as Helen and Ed Begley as Lieutenant Walt Levinson. Also in the cast were Wilms Herbert, Larry Dobkin, Gene Bates, Stanley Waxman, Paul Dubov, and Hi Averback. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Richard Diamond is written by Blake Edwards and directed by Russell Hughes. Dick Powell currently may be seen in the motion picture version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike. This is Eddie King inviting you to be with us next Sunday at this same time when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective. What's on NBC today? Great shows for Sunday on NBC include The Adventures of Sam Spade and Theater Guild on the Air. Helen Hayes and Walter Abel co-star on Theater Guild today. And for his caper, Sam Spade turns to television for help. You'll enjoy both these stellar shows. Sam Spade, then Theater Guild, today on NBC. Now stay tuned for James Melton and Harvest of Stars on NBC.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The National Broadcasting Company presents Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
Are you Mr. Diamond?
Yeah, unless there's a warrant out.
Mr. Diamond, I'd like to talk to you about a man.
Oh, don't look so unhappy. Can't talk about girls all the time.
Mr. Diamond, this is pretty serious. I'm scared stiff of him.
Why?
Because he's dead.
And here's another exciting case from the files of Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell.
Diamond Detective Agency, homicides with class. Well, that's a pretty good answer.
What kind of a slogan was that, Shamus?
Oh, my goodness. Sergeant Otis.
That's right.
Well, don't take any bets. I know a dozen people who would swear you were something else.
Oh, now stop the gag. I got something important to talk to you about.
I know what it is.
You do?
I bet you've lost your shoes.
What makes you think that, wise guy?
Well, I drove by the docks this morning and spotted two landing barges with laces.
Oh, I give up. Here, you better talk to the lieutenant. Rick?
Hello, Walt.
Why don't you lay off Otis? He was just calling to ask you to do a favor for us.
What kind of a favor?
The Fifth Precinct is having its annual dance next week.
Oh, now, Walt.
Well, what's the matter? Just a couple of songs, and then you can go home.
Oh, sure, sure. Just like last time. I was just going to be a couple of songs last time, too. But before those lovely cops let me go, I had a crack in my voice like the Liberty Bell.
Now this time, I promise. Only two songs.
All right. If one of them's Mule Train.
Sure, but why Mule Train?
I want to whip Otis for sound effects.
Oh. Mr. Diamond?
Wait a minute, Walt. I think I spotted a client.
Okay, Rick. I'll tell the committee you'll be there.
Bye.
Are you Mr. Diamond?
Yeah, unless there's a warrant out.
Mr. Diamond, I'd like to talk to you about a man.
Oh, don't look so unhappy. Can't talk about girls all the time.
Mr. Diamond, this is pretty serious. I'm scared stiff of him.
Why?
Because he's dead.
Hmm.
That's right. He's supposed to be dead.
Well, bring him over. We can make a fortune from Barnum and Bailey.
I guess I better go.
No, wait a minute. Maybe you better tell me about it.
Okay. I'm Martin White. I go to Barrett College. I'm an ex-GI. I'm a senior now because I couldn't start until I was released from the hospital 3 years ago.
Hospital, huh? What was the trouble?
I got hit at a casino.
How long were you in the hospital?
2.5 years.
2.5 years?
Yeah, I... Okay, I fell apart up there.
Oh, psychosis?
Yeah.
Go on.
The other day I was on my way to class when I saw this man I was telling you about.
The one who's supposed to be dead?
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
He used to be in the same outfit with me. I saw him killed at casino.
Oh, well, so you made a mistake. So he looks like the guy.
No, it's not like that. Maybe I better tell you, and then you'll understand.
Go ahead.
Well, his name was Jarvis, Paul Jarvis. I was a captain with the Fifth Army when we went into the casino.
And Jarvis?
Private. He'd been with us since we pushed Rommel out of the desert. Everybody hated him.
Why?
Goldbrick. Never missed a chance to dog it. But he was smart, plenty smart. There wasn't anything we could pin on him.
Yeah, I know the type.
He was great in a street fight because he was big. And I mean really big. Big and nasty. But up on the line, he went to pieces.
Okay, go ahead.
And one night, we got a report that a man answering Jarvis's description had killed a corporal in a fight. By the time the details got to me, the Germans had opened up with everything they had. I was ordered out on patrol, so I took Jarvis with me.
You took a big chance.
You know it. There was one witness to the killing, an old man in the town. If Jarvis knew he might be identified, he'd have gone over the hill, sure. So I figured I'd watch him. Keep him with me until the Germans slowed up and we could show him to the old man. Oh, we moved up. The crowds had the main body zeroed in with their 88s. Our job was to move up, try to spot a path through the enemy artillery pattern. We had to belly down, and Jarvis and I ended up in a hole together.
They'll spot us, sure. They'll correct and drop those things all over us in a minute.
You keep your head down, Jarvis.
I tell you, they'll spot us.
Now, you listen to me. You raise your skull 1 inch out of this hole before I tell you, and so help me, I'll drill you myself.
Okay. You hate my guts, don't you?
Knock it off.
This is real funny, this is. Two guys this close hating each other.
Next time I'll pick a bigger hole.
Captain White.
What?
About that murder.
Can it?
You think I killed a guy, don't you?
I don't think anything right now, just those cock tanks down there.
You're thinking about it all right, you and everybody else. You all hate me because I'm not a tin soldier like you with ideals sticking out all over your fat face.
I told you to knock it off, but you wanted it laid on the line, so I'll tell you. Yeah, I hate your guts. Okay?
That's good enough. I kill that corporal, Captain White.
You're out of your mind.
I am, huh? Well, this is as good a place as any to go over the hill.
You're crazy. Get down.
Relax. I got a bayonet pointed right at your belly.
Jarvis, don't.
Go on. Cry. Whine. I'm going to put you in for a Purple Heart. Only you'll have to pin it on your blanket.
Jarvis. Jarvis, for the love of...
Now you're only a number on the record.
Jarvis, you dirty...
You're going to take a little while to die, Captain, so you can think about me getting out. I'm taking off, and I'm leaving the rest of the saps with all the honor and glory they want. So long, Captain. It's all yours.
Jarvis! Come back here! Jarvis! Well, it was one of those lucky things, Mr. Diamond. I got out. Spent a day and a night in that hole until the medics found me.
What about Jarvis?
I'd swear he got the 88 right on top of him.
But now you think you've seen him and you're not sure.
I'm not sure of anything right now. But I saw that 88 hit, and I saw Jarvis go down.
Okay. Let's say you did see Jarvis. He got out some way. Looks pretty simple to me. Call out the authorities and tell them you spotted a man wanted for murder. There certainly should be a lot of guys from your outfit who could identify him.
No. He's done something to his face. Maybe the shell did it for him, but I know it's him. You can't miss a guy that size.
A lot of big boys.
Sure, but he's got the same rotten eyes. That didn't change. And that nasty smile he gets. I'd know him anywhere. In a dark room, I'd know him.
No. Well, you said you were scared. Why not go to another school?
I can't. I've got a job up there, and I've got a wife and a kid. That's why I came to you. I can't go to the police. They might put me back in that hospital. They'll think I'm slipping again up here.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say it is Jarvis. What in the world would a guy like that be doing in a college?
Don't you think I've asked myself those questions? Just forget the whole thing.
No, wait, Martin. Look, if I prove to you one way or another about this Jarvis, will you forget about Casino?
Yeah.
What name is he using?
Blackwell. John Blackwell.
Okay, let's go.
Don't you get a fee or something?
Your wife a good cook?
The best.
Well, I'm staying for dinner, and after you see what I put away, you'll probably wish you'd paid the $100 a day in expenses. Usually I'm pretty hard about my fee because the trouble I get into has to be balanced on the books some way. But a young guy comes in with a real problem, and old hard-headed Diamond gets a fast softening of the skull. Well, 2 hours later, Martin White, me, and my rural soft skull were on the campus of Barrett College and in the converted Quonset hut the whites called home.
He's hungry, Mr. Diamond.
Hiya, fella. Well, nice looking boy.
Yeah, takes after his mother.
Martin, if we're going to do something about this thing, we'd better get a move on.
All right, where do we start?
Well, I think I'd like to look at this... What's the name this guy's using, you say?
Blackwell.
Oh, well, I'd like to look at Blackwell's school record. How about it?
I think I can fix it. Let's go.
Oh, dinner's at 6, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah, we eat early because I'm night watchman on campus. I go on duty at 7.
I'll be on time, Mrs. White.
It's Nan.
Oh? Well, love corned beef and cabbage, Nan.
Well, I'll walk out with you. I have to go to the store.
Come on, Mr. Diamond. We'll walk Nan out across the street.
Martin, look out! Oh, that idiot.
He
must have been drunk.
Nan, you're right.
Oh, sure, but you, Martin, he came right at you.
Yeah, I know. Mr. Diamond, that guy wasn't drunk.
Yeah. Well, Nan, you think you can go to the store alone?
Oh, certainly. I'm fine now.
But that car...
Now, come on, Martin. We've got to check those records.
Well, I see you at dinner. And, Martin, you listen to what Mr. Diamond has to say. That man was probably drunk.
Good girl.
Yeah. What about that car?
Could have been an accident. Let's think it was for a while, anyway.
Well, this is where they keep the records. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Martin. Well, hello.
Hello, Susie.
This is Mr. Diamond, Susie. Mr. Diamond, Susie Wirt.
It's really a pleasure, believe me.
We'd like to look at the files, Susie.
You a new professor, Mr. Diamond?
No, just a friend of Martin's.
Married?
Not a bit. Why?
Pretty square, huh?
Sometimes, but I can learn.
Yeah? Well, I might just start some night classes of my own.
That sounds like fun. In about 5 years, you let me know how your education is progressing.
Oh. Age is a problem with you, huh?
My dear, when I stumbled over 30, everything got to be a problem. Now, do you think we can,
Yes?
The records, Susie. Remember?
Yeah, Susie. The records.
Oh. Okay, which ones?
We want to see the file.
Everything from B to C.
Okay. But if I get in trouble for this, you may have to make it up to me in some way.
I'll buy you a soda.
And I'll let you. Here they are. B to C.
Ah, thanks, Susie. I'll let you know when we're finished.
Okay, be a recluse. Only I got some ideas about that, too. I'll be in the next room.
Ah, youth. Well, let's take a look.
How come you asked for everything from B to C?
No sense in letting everybody know what we're doing. If we'd just asked for Blackwell's file, Susie might have said something to him.
Oh.
Now, here it is.
Yeah, it says here, John Blackwell, 28, resident of McAllister, Oklahoma.
Hey, get a load of this. Height, 6'6", weight, 240.
Like I said, he's a big one.
If he fell down, he'd be halfway home. Look, Martin, where can I find this Blackwell?
Let's see. What does it say about his classes here? It's 2:30 now. Yeah, he should be in English Lit.
Take me over there.
You want to see him?
I want to meet him.
You want to meet him?
Oh, now relax. Sooner or later, you've got to talk to him. Oh, Susie. Susie.
Yes?
Oh, Susie, we're finished.
I'm not. How about that soda?
I'll take a rain check.
Lots of rain up here.
Susie?
Yes?
Bye. Well, we left Susie in the middle of a pout. Martin took me across the campus to another building. We went up a long hall and stopped at a door marked English Lit. Martin looked in for a minute and then pointed.
That's him. That's him right there.
Now, relax. Hey, he must get a bloody nose from the altitude. He's head and shoulders over the whole room.
I'm sure of it. I tell you, when I get around to that guy, I'm sure of it. That's Jarvis.
Get back from the door. The class is breaking up.
Let's get out of here, Mr. Diamond.
No. Now, I want you to introduce me to him.
I can't. I tell you, I got the shakes.
Oh, you're going to have to face it sooner or later, Martin. Here they come. Okay, I'll try. There he is.
Blackwell.
He sees you.
Over here.
Now, what do I say?
Just introduce me. I'll do the rest.
Yes? You call me?
Yeah. You don't know me, but I understand you're a new student. I'd like you to drop by the fraternity house and meet some of the boys.
Oh. Well, thank you. I'd be glad to.
SAE. This is Mr. Diamond, Mr. Blackwell.
How do you do?
Fine, thank you.
You a professor here, Mr. Diamond?
No, just a friend of Martin's. This, your first year at college?
Yeah.
You're a little late, aren't you? What held you up? Service?
That's right.
Oh, well, I was in the Army myself. What outfit were you in?
I didn't say I was in the Army, Mr. Diamond. Matter of fact, I was in the Navy.
Oh.
Well, Mr. White, I have to be going now. When would you like me to stop by the house?
Oh, any time. Around 6. Most of the boys are in then.
See you then. Nice meeting you, Mr. Diamond.
Yeah. Well?
You've never met him before. I mean, here on the campus?
No, why?
When he left, he called you Mr. White.
Yeah, and I didn't introduce myself.
Well, I do know one way to clear this whole thing up.
How?
Fingerprints. Washington's got a record of Jarvis. If I can get Blackwell's, we can compare them.
It's a swell idea, but about as easy as going after a mountain lion's molar.
Oh, I'll think of something. You go on home and stay with the wife and baby. All right. I left Martin and cut across the street to the college malt shop. When I went in, a bunch of kids were having a time playing records and making dates, so I slipped by them and eased into a phone booth and put in a fast call to the 5th Precinct Police Station and Walt Levinson.
Fifth Precinct, Sergeant Otis.
Oh, good grief. I got the zoo.
Oh, you just call up to make wise fresh, Shamus?
No, put the lieutenant on. But don't growl at him. He's close enough to snap a collar on you.
Oh. Yeah, what do you want, Diamond?
Oh, that's a pleasant way to answer the phone. What have you and Otis been doing, setting fire to the commissioner?
Oh, I give up. Where are you?
I'm up at Barrett College.
A college?
Sure. I'm trying to talk the science department into bidding on your sergeant's brain. They've got gargantuas, and they need a match set.
Now, will you please be serious?
Okay, Walt. Now, look. I've run into something that has a good chance to end up looking like homicide. I can use some help.
You know that's out of my district.
Look, I just want you to do some checking for me. Find out about a John Blackwell who's supposed to come from McAllister, Oklahoma. He's a student here.
What do you want to know about him?
Oh, how long he lived in McAllister. Family, friends, the usual things. And then do some checking on a boy named Jarvis, Paul Jarvis. Check his fingerprints with the military authorities. See if he was ever in McAllister and if he knew Blackwell.
Okay. Where can I call you and how fast do you need it?
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I just spotted someone in this malt shop.
Are you in a malt shop?
Yeah. And I got to hang up. I don't want to lose this boy.
Well, where can I reach you?
Call the local law and tell him I'm on the campus.
Wearing a beanie?
Funny. Pretty funny. Well, Mr. Blackwell, isn't it?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Mr. Diamond.
That's right. Mind if I sit down?
Not at all. Just finishing my malt.
Looks good. Think I'll have one.
It is good. Good for you. Makes you healthy. Live a long time.
Well, I guess that's what we're all after.
I guess so. How long have you known Martin?
Martin White?
Yeah.
Not long. How long have you known him?
Just met him today with you. Why?
Oh, nothing. Wondered how you knew his name.
Oh, he was pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I gotta be going, Mr. Diamond. This little chat has been very enlightening. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now. Hey, waiter.
Huh? Oh, you want something, mister?
Yeah, the small glass.
Just the glass?
Don't touch it.
Well, what's wrong with it? Is it contagious or something?
Yeah. It's $5. Huh? Give me a napkin to wrap it up in.
Oh, a collector, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, take it. I had a girlfriend used to collect beer cans, but this is a new wrinkle.
Thanks.
Oh, it ain't nothing. Come back again and get a load of our ice cream dishes. You'll lose your mind.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't look where I was going.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't break anything of value, Mr. Diamond.
You're going to hog a sidewalk, that's for sure.
Let me help you.
I can make it.
It's a mess, isn't it? Taking one of our famous malts back home?
It might be, Jarvis.
I beg your pardon.
I said it might be, Jarvis.
Name's Blackwell, remember?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You see, Martin White says he thinks he was in the service with you.
I told you I was in the Navy.
I didn't say Martin wasn't.
Well, you're mistaken. My name's not Jarvis.
Oh, well, now, isn't that funny? Martin's so sure. He was even going into New York in the morning to see if he couldn't find some of his old buddies who might have remembered you.
I hope he has a nice trip.
I'll tell him when I see him.
But I don't get it, Mr. Diamond. Why did you tip him?
Oh, he knew it before I tipped him, Martin. I don't want him to skip before I can get the information on him.
But now he's sure to take off.
Not until he gets you.
Oh, Mr. Diamond, do you think...
I know you'll try, Nan. Martin is the only one here at Barrett who can actually identify him. He knows I'm suspicious of him, so he'll go after Martin first and then me. He's got to make his play.
But you said that he'd...
Martin, give me your hat and coat.
Well, why? What are you going
to
do?
Take your place as night watchman. Whatever he's going to do, he'll try it tonight. I want him to try it on me.
No, I won't let you do it.
Look, I've pushed it this far. It's all set up.
Oh, honey, don't let him do it.
Yeah, Mr. Diamond, I...
Now, you two lock yourself in, and I'll come back, huh?
Oh, please, Mr. Diamond.
Hey, the hat fits pretty good. I'll have a look.
But there must be something we can do.
Oh, sure, Nan, there is.
What?
Save me some corned beef and cabbage, huh? It was dark when I walked out with Martin's hat and coat and started across the campus. I had a flashlight. The night was black, solid black. But I had a feeling that sat on my shoulder and raised goosebumps. When you've been in this business as long as I have, that feeling is an alarm ringing inside, telling you the trouble is creeping up. Halfway across the campus, I stopped. I heard nothing but the usual sounds that come with night. Dampened, muffled sounds. I walked on. And I heard it. The sound of someone walking well behind me. I stopped again. Maybe it was Jarvis. Maybe it wasn't. There was one way to find out. Keep going. If it was anyone with no business with me, okay, he'd stop following. I cut to my left, away from the main walk and toward the shadowy bulk of the college buildings. I kept going until I reached the gymnasium building. I was leading my pigeon to me. But who was the pigeon? My toes were beginning to turn in, so I figured I was. Then the bulk of a big building popped up in front of me. I tried the door. It was open. I went in, closed the door behind me. There was no light at all. Only a funny sound that I couldn't identify. A peculiar humming, and there was a smell. Chlorine. Yeah, chlorine. Now I knew where I was, an indoor pool. The hum was the filtering machinery. I wanted to turn on the flashlight, but in a place like this, I couldn't give Jarvis the tip on where I was. I had to get out, so I felt my way carefully along the tiled floor. I kept what I guessed was the middle of the walk around the pool, and then... He was in with me. I stopped, but he didn't. Jarvis. Surprise, Buster?
What's the difference?
None, I guess. Where's the real black hole?
Where you're gonna be, Diamond.
Stay right there, Jarvis.
Sure, and let you shoot off your mouth. All right, Diamond. It's all the same to me whether I get you first or White. I gotta do both. Now we'll see just how tough you are, Diamond. Well... The boy's got a gun. You missed, Diamond. And too bad the flash gave you away. Now I gotta do this fast. This is it, Diamond! Diamond! Diamond, for the... I can't swim!
No. Well, Buster, I got news for you. I'm not gonna teach you. This won't take long. Just enough to get you a little waterlogged. Hold your nose, Jarvis. It helps.
Diamond.
Martin. Lights, Martin. Get him on.
Yeah. I have to come. I can't let you do it alone. I heard the shot and I... Where's Jarvis?
Jarvis? Oh, I think we can take him out now. He's done.
Here, grab him.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
No.
Here, give me your hand, Mr. Diamond.
Wait. Hey, I'll get my breath.
You know, Martin, Jarvis was a bad soldier, but in the Navy, he had just been plain lousy.
We've got to pay you something.
Okay, okay. Mail the recipe for your wife's corned beef to a gal named Helen, huh?
But Mr. Diamond...
Don't forget it.
Jarvis won't... I mean, he won't...
Come back? Oh, no, no, no. The Army picked him up. They've got first crack at him. Then come the McAllister authorities who'd like to talk with him about the murder of John Blackwell.
So that's how he got Blackwell's papers.
Sure, sure. Blackwell was alone in the world. He was going to come here to school, but Jarvis hitched a ride and... Well, once the guy kills... He'll do it again to beat the rap.
Blackwell and Jarvis were both from McAllister.
Yeah, yeah. Jarvis figured this college would be a great hideout under a different name, papers all in order, but you saw him and he saw you, and that put a crimp on his plans. From there on, you know the rest. Now, I guess...
Oh, I'll get it. Be back in a minute.
I'll send your clothes to you when I get back to the city, Martin.
No hurry, Mr. Diamond.
Oh, Mr. Diamond, the phone's for you.
Me? But no one knows I'm here. But the McAllister Police Force, Levinson, Otis, Jarvis, Susie, the campus, and you.
Well, he asked for you.
Oh, thank you. Hello?
Diamond?
Levinson?
Yeah.
Well, what's on your mind?
Are you all right?
Never better. Why?
Because we got the report on Jarvis. He's a bad boy. You watch yourself. Don't get caught alone with him.
Oh, sure, sure, Walt. I'll be real careful. The only place I'll be seen with him is in a swimming pool.
Huh? I'll cut the wisecrack. What's that? Did you say something?
Hold it a minute, Walt.
Oh, Bill, shh, please.
Sorry, Mr. Diamond. I guess the phone awakened him.
Diamond, what are you doing? You got asthma?
Quiet, Walt. Hold it. Martin, bring the baby here.
But he's never done this at this time.
Oh, never mind. Bring him here.
Okay, you asked for it.
Now, baby. Shh.
Stop calling me baby.
It's twilight on the prairie, and the moon will soon be high. She'll be herding every star up in the sky. We'll lope along to dreamland, and we'll bid each care goodbye, while the wind blows through the sagebrush with a sigh. So hush, little darling. Little dear, go to sleep, little darling, I'm right here. Let my shoulder be your pillow, you'll be safe as you can be. Little darling, you mean all the world to me. We'll always be together, and I promise faithfully that your dreams will all come true. Just wait and see. So hush, little darling. Shh. Little dear, go to sleep, little darling. I'm right here.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Say, what's going on over there?
Oh, now, hold it a second, Walt. I got somebody who wants to say hello to you. That's a good boy. Now, say hello to the lieutenant.
Otis, get off the line.
Walt.
Yeah?
Bye.
You have just heard Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. Ed Begley played Lieutenant Walt Levinson. Also in the cast were Wilms Herbert, Paul Dubov, Sammy Hill, Jerry Hausner, Jane Webb, and Dave Ellis. Music was under the direction of Frank Worth. Richard Diamond is written by Blake Edwards and directed by Russell Hughes. Dick Powell currently may be seen in the motion picture version of the best-selling novel, Mrs. Mike. This is Eddie King inviting you to be with us next Sunday at this same time when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. What's on NBC? Phil Harris celebrates his birthday this evening by getting into just a little more trouble than usual on the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Theater Guild on the Air presents Jane Wyman, Beatrice Pearson, and Mel Ferrer in the psychological melodrama The Willow and I. It's the best entertainment on the air, and it's yours for the listening today on NBC. Now, stay tuned for James Melton and the Harvest of Stars on NBC.
Thanks for joining us for 1001 Radio Crime Solvers. We always appreciate reviews and comments at Spotify. We bring new episodes every Sunday at noon Eastern Time and Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Until next time, everyone, stay safe, and we'll be back soon.